You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Halfway through spring training, the Rangers are still trying to sort out their starting rotation. Let's talk to T.R. Sullivan about that and more. I'm Allison Futter. T.R., let's start with just kind of some of the rotation issues. So Andrew Cashner seems to be progressing well, but there's still some rotation concerns, and I guess it's getting kind of late in the picture for this. So how is that all going to shake out?
Well, I think it's taken a big turn for the better lately. Three guys have really stepped up. Dylan G., Michael Hochschild, and A.J. Griffin have all been excellent in their last couple outings. They've really eased the Rangers' minds a little bit about what they're going to do while Andrew Cashner and Tyson Ross are on the disabled list to start the season. G's a veteran who's had success in the big leagues. So is Griffin. They've had their physical issues. They've had a long road back, but they've looked pretty good this year. So I think they're feeling good. They're still going to look at Chichi Gonzalez. They're still going to look at Nick Martinez. And they still have Eddie Gamboa, the knuckleballer, who's still a work in progress. But the guy who's kind of excited everybody was Mike Hochschild, the Rule 5 pick from Houston. He has shown up very well this year with a going strikes, good mix of pitches. He's been very impressive.
So I guess that's a good thing, right? When you don't have to, when the teams don't feel like they have to scramble to get somebody from the outside, you know, as last week to 10 days of spring training approaches, trying to just get another arm in there. So they feel pretty good about their internal options.
Yeah, I mean, considering that, you know, they hope Cash will be back sometime late in April, and Ross probably take a little longer, mid-May or beginning of June. But, yeah, I mean, you're not asking these guys to be number one or number two starters. That's for Cole Hamels and Yu Darvish. They're just talking about back-of-the-end rotation guys. Give them innings. You know, the Rangers could have an outstanding bullpen. Got a lot of power arms out there. So if you get a guy, give him five or six innings and just keep him in the game, I mean, that's all they're asking. And these guys have a track record of doing it when they're healthy.
There was an interesting article that you wrote about Delino DeShields, just kind of trying to find his way onto this team in a role, and he's really had a nice spring, so he's still gunning for a starting outfield job, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's the guy with the speed. He's the guy with the, you know, the old prototypical leadoff hitter mentality, you know, bunt, keep the ball on the ground, do all those things. He did that well in 2015 when he was the Rangers' leadoff hitter. Last year, I think he tried to change his game a little bit, tried to muscle up a little bit so he could be more than just a little slap hitter. And I think that cost him a little bit. He lost some of his speed and explosiveness in the process. I think this year he's really trying to find the balance between having, you know, the speed and the small ball game, but still be able to drive the ball when he has to. And that's kind of the thing every young leadoff hitter has to kind of manage, you know, whether you're going to be just a total sellout Juan Pierre, or a lot of singles, or you're going to try to add something to your game. And, you know, I don't want to say Craig Biggio, but, you know, that type of guy who could do more than just, who could drive the ball, steal bases, do it all as an offensive player.
Yeah, and he's still young, so he still has a lot of upside and good things that could happen over the next year or two. So I want to talk a little World Baseball Classic, because that seems to be one of the more interesting things going on for everyone at spring training. There are quite a few Rangers that are participating in the World Baseball Classic for various teams. I had the pleasure of watching Jonathan Lucroy really throw his body out there for Team USA, which I was thinking, you know, might not really be exactly what the Rangers might want to see. But these games have been fun. From a team standpoint, though, are there any issues with these guys not being in camp, and just from a continuity standpoint, trying to sort of get the 25-man roster together, playing more consistently? Is that an issue at all?
Well, I don't know if we call it an issue, but it's something on their minds. I mean, obviously, they'd like to have Adrian Beltre here providing his leadership, Rougned Odor providing his energy. Jeff Bannister brought up a great point today. You know, they didn't have Elvis Andrus for 2 weeks because he was, you know, coming back from that sports hernia injury. And then he finally got into the lineup earlier this week, and he said you can really see the team pick up, having Elvis back in the dugout, bouncing around, yapping, and doing all those things that Elvis can do. So, yeah, not having a Beltre here or a LaCroix or Odor is not what they want. But the other thing is, you know, what do they have to do to get them ramped up? Because LaCroix is sharing time with Buster Posey, Rougned Odor is sharing time with Jose Altuve. Sam Dyche is just one of many relievers. Beltre, you know, he's getting regular play time for the Dominican, but, you know, you still got to come up with a plan. The guy that's really benefiting is Jurickson Profar. He's right there in the middle of the in the Netherlands, and he's playing center field, and he's a big part of that team, and he's playing every day. And, you know, Netherlands is having a great tournament. Their games are intense, and I think the Rangers really like what Jurickson Profar is getting out of it as far as just the whole experience and everything like that.
Yeah, I remember talking to you about just, like, should Adrian Beltre be playing? You know, he's obviously an older player who's been nursing some injury issues. You know, I covered that series in Miami, and the Dominican Republic fans were, you know, 35,000 strong coming out to that ballpark, sold out crowds, just a raucous party. There's so much country pride when it comes to the Dominican Republic. And as much as I get it and I understand it, it still just kind of hits you when you're right in the middle of it and you can see just how important it is. There's an importance on these games that you're not going to see maybe in the United States for a cultural reason. But I can understand where Beltre absolutely was not going to not be a part of this, and that's just part of where they come from, right?
Well, the Dominican Republic has just been huge for Major League Baseball. I don't think anybody really fully appreciates that little country and what they go through and the players that they've developed and what they've added to this game and the excitement. And you got to really feel good for the Dominican Republic. I mean, we all watch the summer and the Winter Olympics, and you don't hear the Dominican Republic mentioned much, if at all, in any of those things. I mean, this is their game. This is their passion. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, they've been a huge part of Major League Baseball for, you know, 50 years, ever since the San Francisco Giants were the first ones to go down there and start getting those guys, Juan Marichal and, the Alou brothers. And, I mean, it's been awesome to watch.
Yeah, we were, there's like 12 Colombian players who have made it to the big leagues. There's X amount of Canadian players. There's 473 Dominican born players who play in the major leagues. It is, what a talented, group of players. So it's been a lot of fun. So, okay. TR, thank you so much. Get back to it. We'll talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.